Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
See, that could be taken a couple of different ways, though, right,
yes,
Kenny?
Yeah, I think.
Could be the heel of my. But I wonder how that gets started.
Calling somebody a heel
because he or she's not. I don't know that you refer to women though as heels, do you?
No, I think it's
they wear them, but they. Hi. And some guys wear them too, I guess. Now that you, or is it, we don't consider Caitlin to be a guy anymore. How's she looking heels? Anybody see a picture of her in heels? Caitlin, big story this week.
Well, I'm sure she has fabulous legs.
Really?
I mean, she was a runner when she was a he.
Right. She's still maybe a runner as a she.
Yeah.
In fact. By the way, the International Olympic Committee has made its first statement about Caitlin Jenner's transition, responding to petitions requesting that the organization, which runs the Olympics, revoke Caitlin's status.
Why?
Because they're not particularly interested in, well, I don't know. It would depend on whether it was the number two person on the list that was doing the petitioning.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah, no, it isn't. But it doesn't make any difference because the IOC commissioners say Bruce Jenner won his gold medal in the Olympics and there's no issue for the IOC. Sometimes the IOC has had difficulty in the past defining the difference between men and women as it pertains to competition. There have been mostly women who have been found to have genetic anomalies which placed them somewhere in between traditional labels of male and female. Matter of fact, I remember a couple of years ago, the IOC announced that it would allow transgender athletes to compete against their chosen peers, assuming that they meet three criteria. The athlete must have had gender reassignment surgery. The athlete must have legal recognition of his or her assigned gender. And the athlete must have completed at least 2 years of hormone therapy. So...
Yeah, there was something, there was wrestling, was it wrestling, Kenny, or what is that sport where you do martial arts and boxing and wrestling, and there was a transgender person who used to be a man and wanted to compete with women and had gone through the process, but he was huge.
Ronda Rousey, I believe, was his name.
Yeah. So, but that doesn't, that shouldn't
apply. Nobody gets that? Am I the only one who knows who Ronda Rousey is?
No.
Oh, okay.
Is that like Rosie the Riveter?
No. That means she's the number one female mixed martial art. Is that what they... The cage fighting.
Mixed,
what do they call that?
Mixed martial arts. I think you're right. I think she's that's what it is. Yeah.
She's appearing in lots of movies. Matter of fact, she's in Entourage, which is opened. She was in a movie recently. I forget which one it was. But she generally goes into the movies and beats up whoever the guys are and then leaves. Oh. That's her deal. All right, anyway, so keep going.
Oh, so my point is, I don't know how this would affect Jenner. Jenner hadn't gone through anything when he won his medals.
No.
Right?
Yeah. Doesn't affect. It's nonsense. So let's move on. All we have enough nonsense to deal with. A former U.S. Army serviceman who's turned recruiter for foreigners eager to fight with Kurdish forces against ISIS. Let me repeat that because this sentence may sound like spaghetti soup to you. A former U.S. Army serviceman turned recruiter for foreign folks who want to fight with the Kurds against ISIS, warning that a British actor who has shown up in Syria is a liability who is in danger of being killed by some of his own comrades. Does this make any sense so far? Jordan Mattson on his Facebook page, Kenny, says that actor Michael Enright, who you would probably recognize if you saw a picture of him, I did anyway, is the biggest person of interest to show up. And since he arrived there, he's made headlines with a series of interviews and social media posts. In other words, he's very exposed, trying to get people to fight against ISIS. Not a smart thing to be doing, it doesn't seem to me, in that part of the world. Would you want to go over to Syria and wander around the streets and say, hey, want to come and fight ISIS? That's basically what this guy's doing.
Yeah, especially if you were making Hollywood money.
Right. No, not a good idea. Doesn't seem to be a good idea. All right, anyway, so that's as much as we're going to talk about the Middle East. I think maybe the number one buzz today may be on this group of China-based hackers who apparently have been responsible for a massive breach of U.S. government computers, personnel data of some 4 million federal workers. What they're going to do with it remains to be seen, but what should be our concern here, Molly?
Well, first of all, China's denying that they have anything to do with this.
Ooh, of course they don't have anything to do with it. That's like denying the Chinese don't have anything to do with Chinese food. Anyway, next. Keep going.
Okay.
Well, although in many instances, I guess if you think about it, in many countries, the Chinese don't have anything to do with Chinese food. But anyway, I think I made my point. Keep going.
I need more coffee to keep up with you today. I think that's
really
been made perfectly clear in the first few minutes.
Okay.
So it seems that nearly every federal agency was hit by this hack. It's one of the biggest hacks ever against
big
federal
hacks.
Agencies. Yeah. So they,
the hacker of all hackers.
Yeah. Well, they did. They apparently did their work well. Whoever it was.
Right.
So it seems like the Chinese military is compiling a massive database for the purpose unknown.
Yeah, what are you going to do with this? You're going to take over the American government and make sure these guys are still there when you take it over? What are you going to do with this stuff? Seems silly. All right,
yeah.
So what do we need to know that we don't already know? Chinese hackers got into the database of 4 million federal workers. Is that the end of the story?
Well, it depends on, they're still trying to find out what was taken at the moment. The Department of
Homeland
Security.
You mean what information on all these people?
Yeah. Yeah. So it doesn't look like personal information was taken. It kind
like
of
who their wives are, what their waist size is, that kind of stuff.
Yes. Yes, what they had for dinner last night.
Right. Did you have Chinese food last night?
I did not.
No, okay.
No, actually, but it does seem that it has more to do with their employment, whether their personal positions within the government, and whether they were promoted, demoted, things like that.
Right. So, if you're a federal employee, the Chinese may have more information on you than the United States government does. That's probably the bottom line. Especially if you're a TSA agent, look out. 14 past the hour. How would you like to own a piece of American history? Government Planet, part of Iron Planet, the leader in online auctions of government and military surplus, has auctions taking place every Wednesday at govplanet.com. That's govplanet.com. This is a cool place. You can buy cargo trucks, Humvees, utility vehicles, trailers, all kinds of stuff. This will be, a lot of these things, by the way, are almost new. These things are, well, some of them are older, they've seen service, but there are a lot of them that are pretty new. At Government Planet, you can buy cargo trucks. I think that's what I'm interested in. All vehicles carry inspection reports, thorough inspection reports. You can buy with confidence because all items are inspected and guaranteed and backed by Iron Planet's ironclad assurance. Don't miss Gov Planet's huge online Humvee sale taking place Wednesday, the 24th, though, of June. You'll find an unparalleled selection of 4x4 Humvees. I know, Kenny, you've always wanted one of those to go up and down the mountains in San Diego.
Absolutely.
So you can go
take
a shot at this. Tons of Humvees that have served their time on the battlefield, which have been relocated all over the U.S. for the special Government Planet sale next Wednesday, or the Wednesday, what is it, Wednesday the 24th. So Humvees, it is the time of year for you to get out, spread your wings, have a little fun, get a Humvee. Yeah, Humvees are fun. And the government ones, they're not like the ones that you buy off the lot. No, these are real Humvees. I'm talking about buy off the lot of the GM dealership. Ew, these are real. This is the real McCoy.
What do you use them for?
Humvees?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can use them for going out in the woods, climbing mountains. These things go anywhere, do anything. It's, where is that song? Climb every mountain.
In a Humvee.
Board every stream. Yeah, right. You're doing fine, Molly. You'll be fine.
Okay.
All right. To preview the items, see photos, browse the inventory, bid on items that you want to see. You go there directly from your mobile device. That's the either govplanet.com, or you can text Doug to 511-511. So you can see all of the things that are going to be on auction on June 24th. GovPlanet's huge Humvee auction. That's Doug, D-O-U-G, to 511-511.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. In stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. They're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Clean up with deals on top quality hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Tired of that old carpet? Replace it with stylish and affordable hardwood, like 5-inch refinished oak for just 99 cents. It's easier to clean than carpet, and this week we've got it for less than half of what you paid other stores. Or get hand-scraped bamboo for $1.99. It's beautifully textured, and now it's 43% less. Plus, laminate and more from 49 cents and 18-month special financing. Now is the time to roll up that dingy carpet and lay down a quality hardwood floor. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
With the Friday briefing on Good Day, you'll recall, I think it was yesterday, we talked about this proposal to push through a female Viagra. And the FDA says that they will mull final approval of the drug. It's called
George Clooney. We've named it George Clooney.
Oh, have you really?
Yes.
That's very nice. Okay. So I shouldn't bother to spell FLIBANSERIN.
What's the point? Fleabanserin. It's easier to remember.
Yeah. Often compared to Viagra, but that's not a great comparison since Viagra works on the physical and Fleabanserin is more of an antidepressant. It works on the central nervous system to stimulate the mind, which is where all this activity really starts. And I'm not being facetious here. A lot of people are having fun with this, which is foolishness. This is pretty serious. And it's time that that this sort of thing be taken seriously. There's no reason for it not to be taken seriously. So the FDA is doing
that. It is interesting the different way that it works.
Mm-hmm.
That the other one just works directly for men,
right.
Directly on the nether regions. And
that speaks for men don't really have any brains.
It's not connected. Oh. There's no connection there whatsoever.
All Molly needs is a better man. That's it.
Don't we all?
Yeah. No, I don't need a better man. I have a good woman, so I'm all set. I think 21 next, after the hour here on Good Day.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The hour on the Friday Deb Stephan Good Day program. It's time now for us to have some fun with the late night shows and monologues and stuff. Let's get started, though, with our video of the day today. Listen carefully. You may recognize the voice of David Hasselhoff.
Hey, got a permit for those guns?
I've got your permit right here.
This is a music video for Hasselhoff's song True Survivor, which comes from the King Fury movie, in which he battles computer hackers, gangs, Vikings, Kung and Fury. Dinosaurs. What'd I say?
It's Kung Fury.
What'd I say?
I think you said King.
Did I? Change that vowel quickly.
Yes.
Kung Fury. There he is. Crank that up there.
Right in the street. Maybe this time there's no retreat, there's no surrender.
This sort of proves that you got to see the video in order to appreciate it. So far, I've never been too intrigued by him anyway, but he's actually been a fabulously successful performer. This guy's made bajillions all over Europe with Babe Watch. He got his start, but he's been, it is. I think it's mostly Germany. You're right, Molly, but there are other places too, much more so than he is here. Anyway. The news here is that it's a music video for his song.
The video when he was eating the cheeseburger.
Really?
That was fantastic.
You like
that?
Harder to dance to.
Yeah.
Well, not really.
All right. Now it's time for the late night show monologues. Let's get in a bite from Conan, Jimmy Fallon, and Seth Meyers.
The Christmas-themed town of North Pole, Alaska, there's a Christmas-themed town called North Pole, Alaska, has officially approved marijuana dispensaries. Yes, you know, don't expect your presents from Santa until next April.
He's going to be... I'll get to it.
He'll be showing up with Rudolph the Red-Eyed Reindeer.
A lot of people are joining the race right now, including former governor of Rhode Island, Lincoln Chafee, who is challenging Hillary Clinton for the Democratic nomination. Now, during his announcement, he said, I realize that I'm not that well known. I don't have a ton of support. I'm limited on funds. Why am I doing this again? Did I lose a bet or something? Actually, during his announcement, Chafee said it would help our economy if we embraced the metric system. Finally answering the question, what's the world's worst campaign slogan? It's like, bring back the metric system. Right? Bring it back. And over on the Republican side today, former Texas Governor Rick Perry announced that he's running for president. And I read that growing up, he wanted to be a veterinarian, but his grades weren't good enough. Luckily for us, now he wants to be in charge of people.
Former Rhode Island Governor Lincoln Chafee, he announced his run for president yesterday, and he said he wants the U.S. to switch to the metric system. Okay, you know what? I will start. Lincoln Chafee won't get within a kilometer of the White House.
All right, now, Wendy Williams from her daytime program yesterday answered one of the audience members' questions about appearing too arrogant with a new college graduate degree.
Last week, I graduated with my doctorate degree from Harvard University. I want to know if it's okay when I introduce myself, if I can say, doctor, my mom always taught me to be humble, and I want to do that. I don't want to appear arrogant, but I worked hard for this degree.
Okay.
So what do you think?
I think that humble comes with whatever happens after you introduce yourself. You better work that Harvard doctorate.
Yeah, baby. Although listening to her, is that awful when I listen to her? maybe I shouldn't say what I was thinking. But do you know what I was thinking by making the reference to it? Kara, just play the beginning snippet of this lady's voice, will you?
I've been dating my boyfriend for 5 years.
No, the other one.
Last week, I graduated with my doctorate degree from Harvard University.
With my doctor's degree? Is that, am I being too critical? 28 passed on good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with David Frum of The Atlantic and Joe Connison of The National Memo. Coming right up, lawmakers in 10 states are trying to allow guns on campus. Good idea?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roof. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! Let's rock this jungle.
Woo-hoo! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
Woo!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for David Frum and Joe Connison. Lawmakers in 10 states are trying to get legislation allowing more students, more female students, to carry guns on campus. That's one way to lower the sexual assault rate. That makes sense, or is it crazy?
Guns on campus is not quite as mad an idea as guns in bars, and we have a lot of states that allow those. Look, in general, I think there's a right to guns, there's a place for guns, but the place ought to be a lot smaller. And the idea that you achieve safety and civilization in a society where people around walking around armed, I just find that idea very difficult to process. Civilized people do not walk around the streets of a peaceful city carrying weapons.
I would very much object to my children going to a school that allows guns on campus unless they're carried by law enforcement officers, which is who should have guns.
Do you agree with David, though,
in
on
general,
the general policy matter?
I generally do. I think, you know, I'm not totally against people having guns by any means. I'm not a liberal who crazily wants to take away everybody's guns. But as a rule, as he said, in cities, it's not a great idea in heavily populated areas for people to run around carrying guns. And if the idea is that people are going to be safer with more guns around, the statistics pretty clearly disprove that.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with David Frum of The Atlantic Magazine and Joe Connison.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Things that's a part of this program is that I bring my friends. You have your radio program. When you get your own radio program, you can bring your friends on the air. In the meantime, because you don't have your own radio program, and I do, I bring my friends on.
You're a little hearty today.
Uri Geller, who is internationally known as perhaps the foremost mentalist in the world, has been in the news this week. He'll join us in a few minutes. Meanwhile, Molly would like to bring us up to date on what the EPA thinks of fracking.
Yes, the Environmental Protection Agency has a report out on the controversial oil and gas extraction process. And it says that it has not caused widespread harm to drinking water.
So already, I'm thinking...
Something's up.
I'm thinking, if the EPA says there's no problem, then there's bound to be a problem.
It could be.
Yeah, so yeah. We went, didn't, was it yesterday we went through explaining what fracking was? That's a great word. Fracking.
Short for fracturing.
Yes, that's true. Fracturing the earth with, they use powerful water guns. This could be, actually, if we were to take some of the fracking out of fracking, and just this kind of like, this could be like the paint guns that they have. You know, you could have water guns and spray people with the powerful pressure from I have pressure washers and steam washers that I use on the farm, and there's a lot of pressure there.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's enough for me to do fracking on the farm. Hey, listen to that. Fracking on the farm.
Are you going to start another radio show? That's a new name.
Yeah, that's what I need to do. I only have four now. Let's see. I have the Good Day program, the Countdown Show, the Weekend Medical program, and the American Family Farmer.
You're a fracker.
We could do the American Family Fracker instead of the American Family Farmer. Or we could do the American Family Fracking Farmer. How's that?
I think you've had donuts.
No, I haven't.
I think you're on a sugar high.
All right. So anyway, tell us the rest of the story, if there is any more to the story.
Well, there is. There is a little bit. So it's interesting if you look at different sites what the headline is, since it says it was requested by Congress, this review, and it's a draft assessment, basically saying it has not caused widespread harm.
Somebody at the EPA left the window open, obviously. Then
the agency says they found specific instances where the integrity of fracked wells or the handling of wastewater ended up affecting drinking water. So they said they found specific instances, but there wasn't widespread harm. So depending on what site you look at, it's going to say no harm from fracking, no widespread harm. Other sites are going to say specific instances found of problems due to fracking and contamination to water wells.
Guess what? The Americans want cheap gas and cheap oil, and so the EPA can say whatever it wants one way or the other. Americans like the fact that gasoline is down about a buck from where it was last year. Cost of natural gas is down. And so if you get your natural gas directly, it's fine. They're using a lot of natural gas to power electric plants, and that number, what it costs per kilowatt hour, hasn't gone down. The good thing is that there's some sort of competition. It's kind of faux competition that has come as a result of some legislation that tried to keep these big companies from becoming monopolistic, but...
Right. Well, the biggest issue, I think, is that a lot of the chemicals that are used have not been disclosed.
Yes.
And some of the chemicals have been found to be toxic. And what they do is they shoot them down with such great force to break through the sheetrock.
All chemicals, by design and definition, are toxic. All chemicals are.
Okay.
It doesn't make any difference what chemical you're talking about. Chemicals are, by definition, toxic. When's the last time you had a chemical cocktail that tasted good and you lived through?
Last night it was a martini. That was fantastic.
That was a little,
three olives, very dirty.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this what they're basically saying is that there are contaminants being shot down into the water to break up the sheetrock.
Right.
Where do those chemicals go? If they're stuck down in there, if they're going into the groundwater, there could be long-term contamination, so we get...
I've got an idea. Wait a second. Yeah. Wait a minute. Let's do this. Let's put fluoride in the water to make sure that it clears up any problem. It'll help to keep the water white, because that's what fluoride does, right? Teeth aren't necessarily white with fluoride, but they'll be healthier.
Right? Sure.
And by the way, using
if the
water's got all kinds of chemicals in it, we use fluoride, you'll get killed with cancer twice as fast because you got two ingredients that'll give you cancer instead of just one.
You don't like to waste time.
Let's get at it.
That's right.
All right, today is National Donut Day. Don't forget that. Our poll yesterday was, where will you celebrate? Let's see how this came out, Kenny. 22% of you said Dunkin' Donuts. Wow, no account for taste. 18% said your favorite local donut shop. 20% said you didn't like donuts. That's almost un-American, isn't it? Let's see.
I can't eat them. Can you eat donuts?
I love donuts. I don't eat them now, but I love donuts.
Yeah.
Sugar, 14% said Krispy Kreme. 13% at home with Edmonds. Let's see, 13% I'm trying to eat healthier, so I probably won't celebrate. So enjoy National Donut Day. Yes, yum, Krispy Kreme donuts. The presence of Uri Geller and the latest news from what he's doing from several European magazines. Up next here on Good Day.
Clean up with deals on top quality hardwood floors and lumber liquidators. Tired of that old carpet? Replace it with stylish and affordable hardwood, like 5-inch pre-finished oak for just 99 cents. It's easier to clean than carpet, and this week we've got it for less than half of what you paid other stores. Or get hand-scraped bamboo for $1.99. It's beautifully textured, and now it's 43% less. Plus, laminate and more from 49 cents and 18-month special financing. Now is the time to roll up that dingy carpet and lay down a quality hardwood floor. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at Ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Ortho Animal Be Gone repellent gives animals from keeps animals from destroying the plants in your garden, and the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible to you. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. It is 19 before the hour. Uri Geller joins us from his home in Sunning, George Clooney's next-door neighbor and a guy full of fun. Does it bother you sometimes, because you're probably in some circles not as well known as George Clooney, that now, because you've been living in that town, that lovely little town called Sonning for, what, about 20-some-odd years, that now that you're his neighbor instead of he's your neighbor?
Yeah, Sonning, first of all, is a village. It's not a town.
Nice little place. I love that.
It's located in an amazing position. First of all, it's on the River Thames. So wherever you live in the village, it takes you just a couple of minutes to get down to the riverbank.
Right.
Our house, Sonning Court, happens to be on the river. And the person who built my house about 50 years ago built it on the bend of the river. So from whichever window you look out, you see a huge body of water, and you see the boats, you know, putting down the river. When they turn the bend, most boats look like they are sailing straight into the house. So it's a wonderful location. George Clooney bought his house just across the bridge from my house, and he actually bought a house on a tiny island. And there is a theater next door, and he was joking when he was interviewed about his, you know, living in Sonning. He said that he can always kind of retire and do a one-man show in the theater. The other celebrities that live here, one is, of course, probably you all know Led Zeppelin. So Jimmy Page, the famous guitarist of Led Zeppelin, he lives in the village.
These
are things that have been written in the paper, so I'm not kind of gasbacking on them.
Right, yeah.
And also the Home Secretary. I don't know what would be the equivalent. Doug, can you help me out? What is a Home Secretary equivalent in America?
Homeland Security. I think.
Is it really?
I think so. A Home Secretary is in charge of the economy or safety. Which does the Home Secretary do there?
I think, you know, security and...
Well, it's Homeland. Yeah, right. Yeah. Same. The Homeland Security is here. Home Secretary would be the same. Yeah, right. So he lives down in the village, too.
In the village, too. So what happened here is suddenly there are a few very, very well-known celebrities, excluding me, because I'm nowhere near, you know, the glory and the fame of Jimmy Page and George Clooney. But the funny thing is that George Clooney actually played me in a movie a few years ago called The Men Who Stared at Goats. And you asked me about, you know, celebrity and so on. What George Clooney did to the village is incredible, because every house in the village, the prices went up.
Mm-hmm.
So last week, ITV, which is the biggest TV station in England, they called Sonning on Thames the Beverly of England, and they took the Hollywood sign, which we all know on the Hollywood Hills,
right,
and they turned it into Sonning. It was a great move to come and live here 35 years ago.
Right. So look at the real estate values now. I remember when you were talking about selling that was 10 years ago. I said, no, don't do that. It's a great place. So now you're happy. I don't know that you took my advice, but there are a lot of headlines this week that I saw that sort of brought you into the mainstream of what's going on in the Middle East. You now have a home in Israel, and one of the magazines wrote you up and sort of tried to explain your mind over matter philosophy of life. Why the attention now to that?
Doug, you know, I'm being interviewed probably a dozen times a year for big magazines and websites. And I got a call from a young journalist who says he writes for a very well-known magazine and website called Tablet. I'm sure you heard about it. It's mainly geared for Jewish readers.
Mm-hmm.
And he came over to my house. He was really nice, because you never know about journalists, who you can trust, who you can't, who takes your words out of context. But this young man was very open with me, and he basically asked me deeper questions than usually, you know, about what I believe that, my powers are for, where do they come from, what's my philosophy in life. And I just opened up, and he wrote a very long and interesting interview, and if you're interested to read it, the website is called Tablet.
All right, there's another one that I saw that I like even more. There's a magazine called Hello, and it has you all over the place. I think this would be something that I want to post on my Facebook page or something, pictures of you and the family. I haven't been in that house. I'm trying to remember the last time I was there. I think it's been seven years since I've been in that house, 6 or 7 years. It's been a long time. So I'm looking at it. And I feel warm because not only do I love that house, but all of the things that are part of it. And people love celebrity, let's face it. People love to know more about the folks that are well known that they figure they probably could never meet or know. So this article has lots of different pictures. I guess I'm just wondering now, why is there so much resumed interest in you? What do you think caused it?
I think it's because, Doug, I was interviewed by, I think it was for radio actually, and I said that Hannah and I are planning to go back to Israel. The word is Aliyah. Aliyah means going up. And this does happen to a lot of Israelis who left decades ago. There is that spiritual urge, the motivation, or let's call it the inspiration, to go back to their homeland. And it's very much active in my mind and in my heart now. I feel that I want to go back to where I was born. And when I mentioned that on radio, it kind of, I don't know, sparked the interest in why is Uri Geller leaving England? What's going on?
You're not going to sell your house, right? You're going to be back and forth.
I think I will be back and forth, so I don't know whether if we'll sell the house or not, but that's what caused the interest in the media, and it is a big kind of decision, because I left Israel in 1972. How many years? That's over 40 years ago.
Right, yep.
And it's a big thing for us to go back. We have a little apartment in Old Jaffa, and I'm sure you've heard of Jaffa.
Yep.
Jaffa is a 5,000-year-old kind of, it's not even a town, it's like a kibbutz. It's like a communal spot, a beautiful place, because it's right next to Tel Aviv on the Mediterranean, and our apartment overlooks the promenade of Tel Aviv, with all the hotels, and then an old Greek church, and the apartment is situated in a garden with palm trees, so you can imagine the view. I'll actually email you the view, okay, so you can put it up on the
like
website.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. Yep, yep.
And the apartment is right next to archaeological finds, so we're going back thousands and thousands of years. And indeed, Doug, there is that very powerful magnetic urge to go back to my homeland.
Mm-hmm. I think we all have that. I think one of the reasons this is appealing to a lot of people is because we all, when we get older and mature, have, I think, I never moved away from mine, so maybe I need to move in the other direction. But most people want to go back to their roots as they get older, and yours are especially powerful because of where it is, in fact. All right, so nice conversation. Catching up with Uri Geller. Check out his website, URIGELLER.com. Uri Geller on Good Day.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Time on Good Day, 53 after the hour. We are joined by Greg Stebbin, who is back to rescue his slot after me doing techno. You can imagine what kind of appeal to folklore
to
that was.
To the rescue.
Yes, to the rescue.
On my white horse.
Yeah, no more taking time off to relax wherever you were. This is important stuff here that we have to talk about. And as a matter of fact, the big story today from the world of technology is the Chinese hacking of the Office of Personnel Management. How'd they do that?
Alleged Chinese.
Oh, baloney, alleged. Come on, save that for a news guy. You know, you can. Well, I'm going right for the heart of things here. So, Greg informs us, if you're a federal worker, how much in danger your CV is in just a moment here on Good Day.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, June 5th through the 8th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Right now, a pirate takeover of an oil tanker is being thwarted off the coast of Africa. Right now, terrorists are being watched from 10 miles in the stratosphere.
Right now, a school is being built for children in a third world country. Right now, America's Navy is working around the world, around the clock, protecting everything we hold dear back home. Visit Navy.com to learn more.
Spring has sprung, and a great way to get into the spirit is with a fresh coat of paint for your favorite room. It's easy and affordable. To help get you started, our friends at Sherwin-Williams can provide expert advice, from the latest in paint trends to choosing the right color and simple cleanup tips. The Sherwin-Williams experts have you covered for painting success. Simply walk into one of their 4,000 stores and ask for a Sherwin-Williams professional, or go to SherwinWilliams.com. And don't forget to sign up for their paint perks benefits to save every day.
All right, a lot of people are talking about these China-based hackers who are believed to be responsible for this massive breach of government computers here. What's the big question? Are they after personal data, bank accounts, credit card numbers? And if that was the case, why would that be on any government computer?
Well, it's interesting. I'm speculating here, but I am guessing there's one of
That's
two
why you
major
belong
objectives
on the Good Day program.
There you go.
It's all about speculation. Yes.
But I'm guessing there's one or two major objectives here. One is it's been suggested that the Chinese government is building a huge database of Americans in general and Americans who work for the federal government. And that may be a long-term project.
For what?
That
reason?
For
so when the Chinese take over, they'll be know who to keep and who to
fire?
Yeah,
they'll already have, you know, they'll have everybody in line and in their database. I mean, there's all kinds of things they could do with that database. And it gives them all kinds of control of all kinds of things.
Yeah.
People's money, their banking, their Social Security.
But
numbers.
Why would that stuff, why would banking and that sort of thing be on a federal site, unless it's the IRS. Those people, that information should be available to a personnel
that's
file.
That's basic HR information to start with, right?
Credit card numbers?
Not credit card numbers, but if you have direct deposit, your banking information. Or they may be using the information they get from that database to do identity theft moves to get credit card numbers. You know, you have to piece all this together like a puzzle. So that's one objective. Another objective ought to be if we can get information on enough federal government employees, we can then attack them in what's called a phishing attack so that we trick them into giving us access to their work access to networks so that they can access government files and government databases. In other words, top secret information or even mid-level information that enables them to work their way towards getting top secret information. I mean, once you have the keys to the kingdom, there's all kinds of things you can do. You just have to have patience and a plan.
Mm-hmm. All right, so they got a plan.
I'm sure they have a plan. And, you know, by the way, I'm reading from the Washington Post yesterday.
Yeah.
Here's the sentence that I think is as important as any. The hack was the largest breach of federal employee data in recent years. The point I want to make here is this is not the only time this has happened.
Sure.
This is just the most recent and the largest. This is going on all the time.
And to wit, the IRS hacking that exposed, 104,000 people's tax records so that somebody rip off whatever your refund is. That kind of
stuff. I mean, this. If you are a hacker, and if you are a hacker with a large resource of smart people, one of the best targets in the world is going to be the U.S. government, and that's exactly what we're seeing.
Hackers galore! Hi, Greg Stebbins is here with Credibility. He's the tech editor. Tech editor for Men's Health Magazine here on Good Day.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.